Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
The Bucks game is over. And now it's time for the longest running Pro Hoops post game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
You know, I feel good. I always can get better. But, you know, I know myself. I know how usually it goes. You know, if I'm healthy, things are going to be okay.
The head coach.
You know, offensively, I think, you know, we make a few more shots. Could be dangerous.
And the fans.
You got a guy in Giannis. He's just like the most likable human being. And all the other people fall in line with that. Everybody kind of takes after him. And it's really positive to see that be the team that we give.
This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Now, here's your host, Bill Baby Tausch Schmid, on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
For just the ninth time in 2019-2020, the Bucks lose, and for the first time the year, it's to the same opponent. Bucks lose to the Miami Heat. These two clubs got together way back in the middle of October. First game at Fiserv Forum of the season, played to an overtime Miami win, and tonight it wasn't even that close down in South Beach. Welcome in. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Heat run this one, dominated pretty much from start to finish. 105-89 the final. Bucks on a slow, tired back-to-back, but that doesn't excuse any of the officiating that I saw in that game. I don't know about anybody else, and I don't like coming on here crying about calls, but goodness gracious, Giannis was... I haven't seen a team in the regular season this year be able to play that physical against Giannis. That's the only thing I know. I haven't seen any team get that physical with him and not put him at the free throw line more than twice. For as many times as Giannis was on the floor tonight, he should have been at the free throw line 12 times. Instead, he goes twice, all just a part of a bad game. I mean, there's no other way to put it. The Bucks shot just over 41%. They made less threes as an entire team than Jay Crowder and Kelly Olynyk did as a duo for the Miami Heat. Bucks hit 7 shots from beyond the arc. 18 come from the Miami Heat. They shoot just under 50% from deep. We're going to hear from Sidney Moncrief coming up here momentarily. 414-799-1250 if you want to join us as well. Let's start out with the phone lines right out of the gate. Southside Irv is up after the Bucks lose for just the ninth time this year on the Pick and Save Probes post-game show. Irv, what's on your mind, man?
Man, I was looking forward to this game because, you know, to me, it's got some postseason edge to it, and so I just really wanted to see how the Bucks would, you know, do it against this team, because that's what you hear all the naysayers saying, that's who they got to contend with. So I don't know. I got to ask you a question. Would you give a coaching nod to edge to Forster or Coach Bud? Because the other guy has a couple of championships, Bud doesn't.
Yeah.
And if I had to look at that bench, and the whole team is a whole, I think Miami has a better talent than we do. Which leads me to say this. I'm tired of the Bucks holding on to these roster spots for Giannis' brother. I know they got some loyalty to Giannis and DJ and Sterling Brown. We need to know the score and have Jamal Crawford, somebody that can get us buckets when they're clashing, guarding the rim to prevent Giannis from getting there. We need another score because when they're protecting the rim and we're cold like this, it's going to be lights out. And this was the game that Bledsoe doesn't show up. So to have another score like Jamal Crawford, I think would be better.
Appreciate it, Irv. And tonight I'm not going to get on Eric Bledsoe, even though I know 3 of 5, it's just not the way that the usual attacking Eric Bledsoe nature. He's still coming off a flu bug that Bud brought up yesterday, coming off a back-to-back, playing in Miami tonight. I get that's a tough turnaround. One thing I will say is I will give the coaching nod to Eric Spoelstra, and I think he's always been vastly underrated for the kind of coaching job that he's done, especially right out of the gates, getting that job and all of a sudden being gifted one of the best rosters in the league with 3 of the best superstars, 3 of the top 4 picks from a draft class that had just come off winning in Olympics, that you get them to come in, buy in, play your style of ball, your style of defense, your kind of offensive philosophy. I think Eric Spoelstra is one of the better defensive-minded coaches and ultimately one of the top coaches in the NBA. He's also got 2 rings for a reason. He has also played and designed really, really strong defensive sets against Giannis his entire career. Giannis talked about yesterday playing some of his worst games against Charlotte. He's played some of his worst games in his career against the Miami Heat, and I don't think there's a coincidence about that. Tonight, Spoelstra was continually throwing bodies at Giannis, and as well as they should. There were moments tonight where Giannis confused, I think is a lazy way to put it, but sometimes, and when you do get put on your can as many times as Giannis was tonight, that creeps into your mind as well. What else do I have to do to get the whistle? He got no whistles tonight and was frustrating all night. Nobody shot the basketball well. I mean, you're looking at 6 of 18 from Giannis, 4 of 16 from the floor from Middleton. Lopez was 8 of 16, by far the best game out of anybody in the Bucks lineup tonight with 21 from Brooke Lopez, 2 of 4 from downtown. So, in a struggle of a night, 2 of 10 from deep was just Chris Middleton. This was a game that's set up to be to probably hold a loss at the end of it. You go into a back-to-back with a team that most likely or very realistically you could get matched up with in round 2 of the playoffs, because that's where Miami probably slates into this. You got to go and get that win yesterday, and that was important. Today was going to be one that you wanted to get this game, don't get me wrong. But tonight, you knew it was going to be an uphill battle. And for the most part, give Miami credit, it was an uphill battle for the entirety of the contest. Miami played much better than the Bucks did tonight. Were they aided in certain aspects of the game? Yes, I would agree so. Let's go to Trell on the north side at 799-1250. Trell, you're on the post-game show. What's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, man? You know, I'm not going to make a big deal about the loss, but there's a couple things I am pissed off about. I mean, I think Giannis should get a fine tonight for the performance by the officials. I mean, I could not hold back. That was terrible. That's one of the most terrible officiating games I've seen in a long, long time.
Trell, there's no way he should have been on his backside as many times as he was and only gone to the free throw line twice.
They fouled him purposely a lot of times by, you know, pushing him and bumping him. And the officials just sit there and would not blow the whistle for him. I'm like, what the? Like, is the NBA trying to send a message or what's going on? Because that was just terrible. One thing I've learned since Budenholzer has been here is he's a stubborn guy. And, you know, so it's great to be stubborn, but sometimes it can bite you in the rear end. And I'm just hoping because this team, this Miami team, they're going to play Giannis really well because of the collection of bodies that they have. And I just hope that, you know, again, Bledsoe, this is kind of how he plays in the playoffs tonight. I mean, I understand he's got the flu bug and stuff, but this is kind of how he plays in the playoffs. So if you get a game like that where he doesn't show up, And then Giannis has been, you know, bodies thrown at him. He's not getting the foul calls. I mean, are we going to be looking at this type of game in the playoffs? You know, that's kind of how I look at it as far as that. And this team in the second round, you know, I understand we start at home, and I think that's going to be a good thing. But this team can give us some issues.
Big time.
And I think it's going to come mostly from the coaching side, because Spoelstra will do whatever he has to do. He's not tied into a set principle. And I think Bud is kind of tied in, and he has a lot of success. I understand that. But sometimes when you got a team that shoots over 40% at home from a three, you can't just give them gimme shots.
Appreciate it. Yeah, no doubt, Trell. I agree. This, at some point, you're going to have to change up the three-point strategy going up against maybe this particular team. They shoot too well at home for it not to be. And I applaud Mike Budenholzer for the idea and the strategy of, we're going to worry about us, and everybody else can take their game plans to try to beat this team, because this team's better than everybody else's. But every once in a while, you do maybe have to take that with a grain of salt and make a couple of adjustments. Tonight, I don't know if any adjustment was ultimately going to be successful coming off a really, really tough back-to-back. Joining us now on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. You can check out their new and certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz vehicles off I-43 North at Silver Spring Drive. It's the Hall of Famer, Sidney Moncrief, here on 105.7 FM. The Fan. Sidney, appreciate the time tonight in one of the only nine times this team gets beat in 2019. That's a tough back-to-back. Go play in Charlotte yesterday, a physical game without Middleton. Tonight, Bucks playing an uphill battle against Miami.
Yes, Miami is, as we know, a very good. They've been struggling. This is a signature game for the Miami Heat, because people were expecting certain things to happen when they signed the kids from Golden State, and they didn't gel as quickly as people had hoped. So I'm sure they were looking at the schedule, saying, "Hey, this is a team that we could make a statement against," and they did. But don't overreact. First of all, as a coaching staff, you don't want to show adjustments in this type of game, especially with a team that you might face in the playoffs.
Sure. Now, that's a difficult balancing act, Sidney Moncrief. And when they look at this, they also have the home-and-home against Toronto coming up here in the final 21 games. And I want to kind of have the conversation tonight about it. How do you game plan into that, knowing you're going to see a lot of these teams? You see Boston twice before the playoffs. You still get Philadelphia again, and you get this Miami Heat team again. Before all those teams, you realistically could see in the second or third round of the Eastern Conference playoffs. So how do you go about that, trying to not show all your stuff, while also still wanting to lay down a message that you are by far the better team?
Yeah, well, I think they're the better team. I don't think there's any question. If they don't show anything against Toronto back-to-back, they're the better team. Everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to overreact. You don't have to start making too many adjustments during the regular season. You play like you've been playing. It's been very successful for you. And you look to the future of, okay, if I show adjustments on how I guard this particular play, that gives them something to scout. So now I'm in a seven-game series, and I can't make as many adjustments. You just can't. So I don't think you do anything differently. Why would you do something differently? You only lost nine games.
Sure. And same thing. You just won six straight before this.
Correct. And out of the last 23 games, you lost, what, two, maybe three?
Mm-hmm.
It was a tough back-to-back. Miami, because of South Beach and all the activity, is always a difficult place to play for anybody to come in and play, especially when the Bucks' name was right highlighted, because this was the game that the Heat could say, these changes is going to make a difference.
And
that's what we saw tonight.
They sure do have some really, really good length to throw at Giannis, Sidney. That Bam Adebayo kid, I mean, people are definitely obviously taking notice of what he's done all-star season this year. But he is an impressive player, especially being able to defend Giannis because of the size that he does have down low.
People realize that you can't defend Giannis unless you have length and size. And the teams that will have a five man, a player that plays five position that has the quickness to defend and to stay with Giannis, it's going to create some problems. It's pretty simple. And that's why the other players must be ready to step up and make plays and make shots when they're boxing Giannis in. It's going to happen in the playoffs. It's going to happen against the teams with longer players at the 4 and 5, and the Bucks would just have to make shots when that happens.
Talking with Sidney Moncrief, the Hall of Famer here on the Pick and Save Probes postgame show after the Bucks and Heat here on The Fan. Sidney, when you were playing, was there ever a team that you knew when you went to that place it was going to be a bit of a house of horrors? Because Miami has been a place, and you brought up South Beach, and I understand that that's definitely a difficult aspect of a balancing act in this kind of a trip. But this team shoots over 40% from three. They're one of the best home court teams, and the Bucks have now lost like six of their last seven trips there.
Anytime, and even when I played for Milwaukee, when you go from anywhere cold, when you're in Milwaukee, you go anywhere warm, West Coast, L.A. Back then it was San Diego. That's how far, really, I go back. San Diego, think about that. Or just at Miami, Orlando. It creates problems because not only are you having to adjust to travel, you're having to adjust to weather, Phoenix. And that is the biggest adjustment because sometimes you get outside more than what you normally would, and it takes something out of you.
That makes sense.
It really does. And you have to be very careful that you don't change your routine too much simply because you have good weather. And it's not just the Bucks, it's Chicago. It's any team on the East Coast that's traveling south or traveling to the West, that's always a big issue.
And the Bucks will be traveling west here coming up at the end of the week. We get a little three-game West Coast road trip for the Bucks. Their final trip out west comes up here at the end of the week. They go to L.A. for a Friday night clash on national TV. LeBron against Giannis. Can't wait for that. Then they're in Phoenix, with a game that I will be attending down in Phoenix, Arizona, coming up on Sunday. And then in Denver on Monday, another one of those tough back-to-backs. And Sidney, that one right there, very much like this one, a much lesser team in Phoenix day one. You know you want to get that one before you go and face the Joker and the Denver Nuggets, the 3 seed right now out in Denver there on that Monday night.
I hate it. A West Coast road trip that was booked in at the very end with Denver. Because you're playing, first of all, a different time zone.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're playing in the desert. Play L.A., play in the desert, and now you go to the altitude. At the end of a road trip, when mentally you're beaten down and sometimes you're like, I want to get home. And then that altitude hits you and sometimes you can't fight through it because it's just a different level of how you play in Denver than in other places. So, yeah, that will pose a challenge, but I expect the Bucks will do what they always do. Billy, you know what that is? Show up and show out. That's who they are. And I think they're going to deal with it very well.
And that's what they've done pretty much all year long. Sidney Moncrief here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. It's a heck of a battle, and it's a difficult schedule, no doubt about it, Sidney, when you look at it and what you just said. I mean, they go to L.A., to Phoenix, to Denver into that altitude and maybe get themselves like 18 hours to acclimate to that Denver altitude before they play coming up on March 9th. Sidney, I will be off next week when we get a chance to talk after the Bucks and Celtics. I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, covering some Brewers spring training. My man Joe Zenzola is going to be in here with you. He's really excited, and I'm always excited whenever we get the chance to talk Bucks basketball with you after the game. Appreciate the time tonight, as always.
Well, thank you, and you be careful in Phoenix. Don't get too much sun. I want you to be at the top of your game now.
Well, no doubt.
I don't want you going out there and getting outside too much like I just described these basketball players do.
And I only have a 2-hour layover in Vegas, so I can't get myself into any trouble while I'm out there either.
No, you can't, but you know there's about every 30 minutes there's a flight between Phoenix and Vegas.
That works out all right.
I used to live in Phoenix, yeah. You can get to Vegas pretty easily, but we're gonna. That's our private conversation, okay? Have a good trip. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you very much, Sidney. Appreciate it. Have a good one. We'll talk when we get back. Then Sidney Moncrief, number 4, hangs in the rafters at Fiserv Forum. Sir Sid, multiple-time Defensive Player of the Year, 6-time All-Star, joining us here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show after Bucks and Heat here on The Fan. All right, Bucks fans, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. There's not too much overreaction that I'm getting, nor should there be, as the Hall of Famer just mentioned. It is a game on a back-to-back, a difficult run, a difficult leg of this trip for the Bucks to get into. They've lost 9 games on the year. But that is a tough matchup come playoff time against the Miami Heat, or as it sits 4-5 right now, it's either Heat or Sixers. Which is the lesser of two evils? That's what I really want to know. Because beginning of the year, all anybody wanted to talk about was how dominant and dynamic the Sixers starting five was. So many people talked about the addition of Tobias Harris and how they're going to blend in, and they maybe have as much talent as anybody. They also have about twice as much turmoil as everybody else. This Miami Heat team, I don't think I want much of that at all come May and June. What about you? 414-799-1250. Bucks lose to the Miami Heat tonight, second time in the year, only ninth loss on the season. But it was rather convincing down in South Beach tonight. And that is a group that I definitely don't want to see come playoff time. Tell me if I'm wrong. 799-1250. Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee. North Mayor Mitch is in the house with me tonight inside the Pillow Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. You can join us too at 799-1250. We're back after this on The Fan.
Did that really just happen? It's time for the Are You Kidding Me? Moment of the Game. Brought to you by Gene Wagner Plumbing, celebrating over 50 years in business. For any residential, commercial, or industrial plumbing needs, go to GeneWagner.com. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North, on The Fan.
The Are You Kidding Me moment of the game in tonight's loss, 105-89, the Bucks' lowest scoring output of the season, comes on the heels of their second lowest scoring output of the season. They put up 93 yesterday in Charlotte, 89 here today against Miami on a back-to-back, a difficult back-to-back. They make 7 of 34 threes. The true Are You Kidding Me moment, the one thing that had me up in arms the entire time I'm sitting here watching the game, and I don't know about you either if you're watching on your couch or at a local establishment, how on earth, as many times as Giannis ended up on the floor, did he only go to the foul line twice? That's the one question that I would like to ask in the pool report from the pool reporter when they go and talk to maybe Tony Brothers. Because that guy was on his backside more times in one game than I've seen all year long. I haven't seen a team play that physical consistently for the entire 48 minutes against Giannis than Miami did today. And it's not brain surgery when you look at it from Spoelstra's aspect of it, Miami Heat head coach. You're thinking, why not? The more times we put him on the floor, the more times I throw Kelly Olynyk out there to pick up five fouls, the more times that Bam puts him on the deck, the more times that Jay Crowder is able to put him on the floor, ultimately, they're not going to call a foul every time down the floor. Especially, apparently, when you're playing in Miami. Which, now it's like 6 of the last 7 times the Bucks have gone down to Miami, they've got beaten. Miami shoots over 40% from 3 at home this year. Now 26-4 at American Airlines Center. I think some of that has to do with the fact that it's South Beach. Some of it I want to figure out. I want to see a little bit more investigative reporting on this. But also some of it is just a place gets loud and raucous. It's a good atmosphere. No doubt about it. And they're much better. And if anybody can find me the game that Heat team lost in their Miami Vice uniforms, I would love to know, because I've never seen them lose. And also, it's been a very, very good trick when you go to the ticket window. Tanner is in West Bend at 799-1250. Tanner, you're on the postgame show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, so I'm not putting a whole lot into it. I was at that home opener game, and that night as well, it was a good game to be at, but the Heat do give us fits, especially this team. And you know, we shot uncharacteristically from three. I think I can say the same about them shooting out of their minds. We couldn't make a bucket late in the third and into the fourth. But, you know, you said earlier, I would much rather play Philadelphia in the playoffs. I would much rather play really any team in the East than Miami. And I'm not scared of them. I think we are the better team. But for whatever reason, I don't know if it's more coaching or just the way their roster is constructed. But they handle us pretty well.
Yeah, appreciate it, Tanner. No doubt about it. I mean, they play the most physical brand of basketball, especially against Giannis, out of anybody that I've seen all year long. I haven't seen anybody throw that much size. And, well, I shouldn't say that, because Philadelphia has quite a bit of size that they're able to throw at Giannis. But here's the difference in it. Watch Bam Adebayo play those 37 minutes tonight. The type of up-and-down energy, both ends of the floor that guy runs with, you don't see that from 21 in Philadelphia. That's all I'll say about that. I mean, that's a clear difference. And Al Horford, I mean, he's a nice player, and with his age at this point in his career, he's not going to be able to run like that with Giannis. They can have just as much size, but the physicality of this group in Miami is a little bit different. And their head coach is really, really good. He's won 2 titles for a reason. 799-1250. Let's go down to Miami. Say hello to Dan. Dan, you're on the fan. What's happening tonight?
It's a long walk home, let me tell you.
You live in Miami, my man?
I do.
Good stuff.
Yeah, it's okay.
You say you walk to the arena?
Well, I'm trying to get an Uber, but it's
okay
not easy right now.
True.
Okay.
Yeah, no doubt.
Anyway, great listening to you. You're our therapy. I'm going to be honest. I mean, I don't try not to make too much of this game, but I am a little bit worried just because the physicality, like you just talked about. And, you know, I honestly, the rest of the team played yesterday. I think they were maybe a little bit tired 3 out of 4 days, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
But Middleton missed the last 2 games. Middleton's the guy. He's got to pick Giannis up. I mean, I was sitting behind the Bucks bench. You know, I had a great look at a couple of his shots. He's got to make those shots.
Well, he had one in the fourth quarter. I think it was within 7 at the time, like 86-79. I mean, there wasn't anybody in the zip code, and it was bricked right off the back of the iron. That one's got to be knocked down. Marcus Johnson was talking about a few more of them. Nobody shot well from 3 either tonight. And, Dan, what is the sentiment in Miami around the fan base of how good this team is? Because they are right there, I think. There may be one more legitimate big-time player at the point guard spot away from being a true problem each and every year.
Right. I think fans are excited, but honestly, you know, they're bandwagon fans down here. They're
sure
Midwest good fans like where we're from. But I think they're going to wait to see what happens in the playoffs. I mean, but like you said, Spoelstra's a great coach. I don't think he gets the credit he deserves, honestly. And we'll see. Look, to be the best, you got to beat the best. I think Miami's handled Giannis in the past, too, in other years. You know, I mean, they've always been an issue for him. He's going to have to get past it. He's the MVP. He's going to have to solve it. And
that's a good point.
The other guys are going to have to step up.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Dan, appreciate it. Don't be a stranger down there in Miami, all right?
Appreciate you. Thanks.
Thanks, absolutely. Dial us up wherever you're at. If you're listening on the freeradio.com app, or Dan could just be hanging out on his desktop listening to us on 105.7FMTheFan.com. This Miami group is a physical bunch. There's no doubt about that. They did shoot incredibly well from 3 tonight, knocking down 18 of them, had 16 threes in the game back at Fiserv Forum all the way back in the middle of October. But to see a group play like this and have that type of defensive energy up and down each and every trip, I mean, that's a physically demanding game that they just went through against Miami. Now, luckily, you come back home and you get Indiana before you go back on out to the West Coast. There's a few teams that do not scare me once you get to the playoffs. While I think Nick Nurse is a really, really good head coach, and Toronto, obviously what they did last year, I'm more afraid of playing Boston than I am Toronto in the 2-3 matchup that probably happens in the second round. And I'm more afraid and more concerned playing this Miami group than I am Philadelphia in the 4-5. So that comes second round. The 2-3, you're looking at conference finals. I thought Boston in the beginning of the year was going to be the team that matched up with Milwaukee in the Eastern Conference Finals. And with the improvement of Jason Tatum, it sure appears that it's going to be that way. But this Miami group, I didn't see. I didn't see them being a team that ultimately I would have picked playing the 76ers over in the second round of the Eastern Conference playoffs this year. But that group is super physical. I think they only get better, they only get healthier. And while We all gave Jimmy Butler a lot of heat for that decision and made a lot of good jokes at Jimmy Butler's expense. We all might owe Jimmy Butler an apology because it turned into an absolute hailstorm in Minneapolis. And it's a sieve. It's a toxic wasteland of chemistry there in Philadelphia. And apparently Miami's pretty good because Jimmy Butler went there and is leading a bunch of young guys to a 39-22 record and a 26-4 record at home. More importantly, two wins on the year. Miami now 2-0 against the Bucks. In 2019-2020, the Heat hand the Bucks one of their nine losses on the year, 105-89. We'll look inside the box score. We'll hear from Mike Budenholzer next. Also, Matt Velasquez still to come. Stick around. A lot more still coming up after the Bucks lose in Miami, lose the second game of back-to-back, split it in Charlotte in Miami, down 105-89 here tonight. Bill Schmidt, Mitch Ross hanging out with you on 105.7 FM, The Fan. This is the Pick and Save Probes postgame show.
Was it a dunk? Was it a key basket in transition? Was it a spectacular play down the lane? It's time for the Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Corner, DiVincenzo, and George Hill corkscrews for two.
Wow, a little French pastry on that one. He had to show, bring it back down, and then major spin, major spinach to get it off the glass.
The run is at 9-0.
Jim Paschke, Marcus Johnson on the call, part of a 12-0 run. Bucks were down 12 in the first half. That 12-0 run then tied it at 40. And then Jay Crowder hit one of his five threes on the night, was fouled in the process. Bucks did tie it back up at 50, though, with a big Dante DiVincenzo three. That was about a minute before the half, end up trailing by one at recess. And lose tonight by 16 in Miami, 105-89. Before we take a look at some of the numbers and hear from Mike Budenholzer, let's hear from my guy Mike on the south side. He's up at 799-1250. Mike, what's happening tonight?
Hey, Billy. One of them games, but my comment is, you want to win a championship, play who's in front of you. Heat, Philly, I don't want the short way out.
Sure.
No one's going to crown you for going 10-1 in February. And not Giannis. I know what Novak said, you know, you got to start, get pissed, get attacked. Show some grit, some swagger.
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised. I'm pretty surprised he didn't get one.
That's not my game.
Mm-hmm.
That's not my style. Well, it's going to get hard now. It's going to get really hard. And I'll hang up and listen.
Mike, appreciate it, man. Don't think that that's wrong. I mean, that's a good point in the sense of at some point, Kyle Korver said the same thing to Steve Novak and I on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. I'll be back on tomorrow night with Novak and Vin Baker, assistant for the Milwaukee Bucks, four-time All-Star, former Buck. We'll join us live from Good City Brewing tomorrow at 6, that it's just not his game to be the, pardon the pun or the jab, whatever you want to say. He's not the James Harden type where they throw the head up in the air, they throw the hands up when they go down to the ground and say, how did I not get a call? It's just not his game. It's not his style. He's never going to play that way. But tonight, out of all nights, I thought it would have made a little bit of sense. Budenholzer got a technical there with, I think, like 7.5 minutes left in the fourth, somewhere around there. I was stunned Budenholzer didn't get thrown out tonight, especially on the take. It was within seven at, I think, 86-79. Giannis drives the lane. He's working against Adebayo. He hesitates, shakes, and then tries to step through onto the right. And, I mean, there is just a ton of contact on the arms. Giannis hits the floor, goes to the ground, loose ball, no whistle. Dragic gets a back cut on the baseline. It's back up to a 9-point lead. And that was the time, that was the point in time where it felt like there was no avail. For me, now there are a couple more dagger moments as the game went on that clearly indicated that the night was over. But right there, I mean, that was a key moment. You're able to cut it back to within seven. There was another one after the Bucks cut it within eight going into the third. And I had thought that you keep it within 10, and anytime it's within single digits, you're one good run away from tying the ball game, right? It's within 12. It's still a very feasible feat that you're going to win within the fourth quarter. But the Bucks are down 12. They score on back-to-back possessions. It's cut within eight. And then Dragic comes down and hits a three with about a second left to close out the third, and you're back down 11. And it wasn't like dude was open. I mean, it was contested. Hill was in his chops. Still able to knock one down. I mean, that was a big shot as well. And Dragan Goran Dragic, I mean, if anybody has big-time games against the Milwaukee Bucks, that dude splits against the Bucks. 5 of 15 from the floor, 3 of 7 from downtown. He was a thorn in the side when Dragic came to Milwaukee in night one. But the one that will keep me up tonight is 5 of 9 from downtown from Jay Crowder, also 3 of 3 from Kelly Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk, this is a nice stat line as we go inside the box. Kelly Olynyk, 11 minutes tonight, 11 points. 3 of 4 from the floor, made all 3 of his threes. Went to the foul line, made both of those shots. Had 1 rebound, 2 assists, a steal, and 5 fouls. It's again, 11 points, 11 minutes, and 5 fouls. And tell me he wasn't in there to do a specific job. Now correlate that with 3 more fouls from Robinson, 4 more from Jay Crowder, and Giannis shoots 2 free throws tonight. Bucks shoot 19 attempts from the foul line, actually attempted more free throws than Miami did even in the game tonight. But nobody was going to the stripe. And if you get that many games like that, officiated that way, once you get to May, it's going to be a tough run. This is not a matchup that I want to see come playoff time if I'm the Milwaukee Bucks. Let's go inside the box score. Guys, it's brought to you now by Otto's Wine and Spirits, locally owned, offering the widest selection of beer, wine, and liquor with everyday low prices at their 7 Milwaukee locations, OttosWineAndSpirits.com. Also a proud supporter of Bofrink Beer as well, so you can go and support Bofrink Bill. Go to Otto's Wine and Spirits. As we dive inside some of these numbers, Giannis plays the most minutes out of any Buck tonight, 6 of 18 from the floor, 0 of 4 from downtown, had a couple of just bad looks, 13 points, 15 rebounds from Giannis tonight, 6 of 18 once again from the floor from the Greek Freak tonight, and a struggle offensively to say the least for Giannis in the game tonight, as that is his lowest scoring output in the 2019 season, matches 13 that he had in a win against Sacramento, in which he had also 13 points, 10 boards, and 5 assists in 28 minutes, just attempted 9 shots in that game against Sacramento back in early January. But other than that, that matches Giannis' lowest point total on the year of 13. Also had 14 in a win against Cleveland early on in the year when he only attempted 15 shots. Tonight attempts 18 field goals, makes only 6, and finishes with 13 points, go along with 15 rebounds and just 3 assists from Giannis, and a struggle as it was all night. Chris Middleton wasn't much better, especially from the floor. 4 of 16 from the field, 2 of 10 from downtown. Also just made both of his free throw attempts, finished with 12.7 boards. Brooke Lopez paces the Bucks with 21, and that's a game-high 21 from Brooke Lopez tonight. 8 of 16, 2 of 4 from deep was Brooke, go along with a couple of blocks and 6 boards from Splash Mountain. Eric Bledsoe battling through the flu bug, just 3 of 5 from the floor, finished with 7 points. Gave the Bucks 21 minutes, 4 assists, but it was clear that Bled is not right. 26 minutes from Wesley Matthews, 1 of 6 from the floor, missed all 4 of his attempts from beyond the arc. The only other Bucks in double figures came off the bench with George Hill. He was 5 of 9 from the floor in 24 minutes. And Dante DiVincenzo had himself a really nice night, was 3 of 3 in the opening quarter, kept the Bucks in that thing when they were down after 1 by just 5. But Dante, 4 of 6 from the floor, 1 of 3 from downtown, finishes with 11 points, 5 rebounds, and 3 assists in total on the night. Heat players in double figures, 18 apiece from Jimmy Butler on 7-14 shooting, and 18 as well for Jay Crowder. Did most of his work from beyond the arc, going 5 of 9 from 3, 6 of 10 from the floor. Dragic had 15, 13 from Kendrick Nunn, and 14, 5 of 16 shooting for Bam Adebayo. Kelly Olynyk pitched in 11 as well, 3 of 3, made all of his shots from distance as well. And the Heat finished tonight shooting just at 43% flat. Bucks just under 41%. But the key difference, and the true one, was the Bucks lose tonight by 16. They were outscored from the three-point line 18-7. 18 made threes in comparison to just 7 for the Bucks. The shooting percentages from distance, 48.5 from the Miami Heat, just 20.6 for your Milwaukee Bucks. Let's hear from Mike Budenholzer when we return next. Also, Matt Velasquez still to come. But first, quick X factor in tonight's loss by the Milwaukee Bucks in Miami.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Pick & Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. On The Fan.
An X factor keeping the Bucks in it tonight was Brook Lopez, 8 of 16 from the floor, 2 of 4 in a game-high 21 points for the Milwaukee Bucks here tonight as they lose to Miami. Second time in the year. It's the first time they've lost two games to the same opponent on the year. Brook Lopez, also your MVP, brought to you by Chevrolet. Check out the all-new 2020 Chevy Silverado at your local Chevy dealer or at WisconsinDriveChevy.com. I'm back after this. Pick and Save Probes postgame show. Here from Mike Budenholzer next on The Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com. Or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
Going to hear from Mike Budenholzer here in just 1 second. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Appreciate you hanging out. My name is Billy Schmid. They like to call me Baby Tausch on this station because they think I look like Mark Tauscher. On the other side of the glass, I have the mayor, the boss, Mitch Ross, here on The Fan with us on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Mitch Ross and I actually did my first podcast together here on the station back when the Producers Podcast was in its very, very infancy. The mayor, the boss, Mitch Ross, and Baby Tausch on 105.7FMTheFan.com. Mitch, Philadelphia or Miami, which team would you rather not face come playoff time?
Well, there's a whole lot of recency bias, I guess, right?
But yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean, I've said pretty much all along it's Miami who I'm more afraid of. Just because, I mean, they can throw so many bodies at Giannis. They seem to have this, every time he touches the ball, there's three guys around him.
And they're hounding. And they're hounding physical, him. Dude.
And it's very clear that Eric Spoelstra must tell the team in the hours leading up to the game, hey, they're not going to call a foul every time down.
Sure.
So just hammer him. Kelly Olynyk, dude played like 11 minutes and had 5 fouls. Didn't miss a 3, God forbid. Clearly, it's one of those things where it's like, they're just going to throw guys and
it's a definite
strategy. They're going to call the refs bluff.
Right. And the frustrating part for me is, I didn't see this Miami team being as much of a problem and a true factor into this Eastern Conference as they've definitely made themselves. I mean, they've elbowed their way, to me, past Philadelphia, right up there with Boston as the two teams that I do not want to face. Hell, I'd rather face the defending champion Toronto Raptors because I just don't think they have enough firepower at the top. They have that one closer each and every time down the floor. I don't see Pascal Siakam in that sense as I still see Jimmy Butler. Like, that dude still, to me, looks like he can close a game when they definitely need it. And physically, they're just more imposing than those two teams. And they play better together than Philadelphia has all year long. I mean, that's an obvious to me. Philadelphia has some true issues that they need to figure out inside their own house. before they're going to be a true factor come playoff time for me. Mike Budenholzer after the game here. Highlights and audio courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. This is the Bucks head coach after the game on the Fan.
Tough game. You know, the physicality, the defensive activity from both teams is, you know, very good. So credit to Miami. They played really well, both ends. They shot it well. They made tough shots. Wasn't our night. Very good by Miami.
What do you feel like they do well against Giannis defensively?
Well, you know, they do what a lot of teams are doing. They're just, you know, throwing five people at them. And so we've got to get better. We got to shoot the ball better. And I think we got to move it better. We got to probably move the ball a little bit more. But, you know, a lot of double teams, a lot of crowd. And, you know, tonight we didn't play against it very well.
How do you think that Miami affected the Bucks' pace tonight, if any?
You know, both teams, it's just a slugfest, so there's, you know, a lot of good defense. Both teams trying to do a good job in transition, so, you know, it just wasn't, and you know, they made enough shots to make it tough for us to get out and go.
A lot of times you were looking at switches that are smaller guys on Brook and going down to him in the post. Kind of what you see there?
Yeah, I thought Brook had some good possessions, and, you know, not just against smaller guys, but against Adebayo, and, you know, I think there were some good things from him. But overall, you know, I think we got to play with more movement and more pace against that kind of defense.
Obviously, we talk about the three-point defense just about any time you guys end up losing a game, but what do you think execution-wise? I know they had some tough ones. Did that kind of feel like what it was more than lack of execution on your part defending Milan?
No, it was both. But, you know, they're 11 for 20 at halftime. I think that's 55%. And Crowder's 5 for 7 and Olenek's 3 for 3. And, you know, you shoot like that, you're going to – it's tough to beat a team. And some of it was good execution. And, you know, they cut hard. They screen hard. They moved the ball well. And so they got some open looks. And then they hit some tough ones too.
You mentioned that Eric was a little under the weather yesterday. How was he feeling today?
Yeah, I think the stomach stuff is fine. Yeah.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops Postgame Show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
That's off Nunn. Good play, Dante DiVincenzo.
Beautiful defense.
The defensive play of the game happened back in the second quarter. Dante DiVincenzo with a big chase down block of Kendrick Nunn, keeping the Bucks at least close at that particular point in time, as the Bucks ultimately, it wasn't all that close against the Miami Heat tonight, 105-89. Miami definitely dominated the majority of the game here tonight. This segment on The Fan brought to you by the new Granville Business Improvement District. The Granville Connection is opening soon. Go to granvillebusiness.org. That's GRANVILLE business.org to see how your small business can be a part of it. Bucks lose tonight for only the ninth time on the year. Second time to the Miami Heat. Only team to be able to beat this team twice in the regular season are the Miami Heat. 799-1250-414 is the area code. Ram knows what the number is. I think he's got it all saved up, probably on speed dial. Ram, you're on The Fan. What's up, dude?
Hey, what's going on, baby T? You know, I've been saying this all season. I really think, to go with Giannis, we need a guy like a Bradley Beal type, a Kemba Walker type, that can hit a shot in half court without being wide open.
Kemba Walker's the reason why I think Boston's going to face off this team in the Eastern Conference Finals, because he's definitely that guy.
Yeah, and if we had a guy to go with Giannis that could spread the floor, because I just don't think what I saw tonight is our shooters, they had to be a rhythm in transition, but in the half court, they're really not. Their mechanics are not fast. They don't get it shut off fast. Like in the half court, you got to be able to get the ball off as soon as I can catch and shoot, like how Clay shoots.
Yep.
And if you can't do that, and you let Miami got physical with them, too. Oh, this was a playground type.
Yes, very much so. Very much so. Yeah, no doubt about it. This was physical.
They got physical with the Bucks, and the Bucks were pushing back, but they just couldn't. It took them out their rhythm. And I think, like what you said, and I got to go with Colton Hurd, those two teams play a grind-out type game, and they can slow the game down, or they can speed it up. So if you can't score, it's going to be a problem, you know, like what we saw tonight.
They're definitely going to have to keep the physicality off of Giannis. Ram, I appreciate it, man.
Okay,
thanks.
Man. Yep.
They're definitely going to have to somehow find a way to not allow Miami to be as physical as they were with Giannis tonight. Because as much as I've spent a lot of time tonight being frustrated with the way the game was officiated, that's just not going to get better come playoff time. Like, you're not going to get more calls, and the officials are going to say, you know what, we need to call this game a little bit tighter here tonight in the middle of May than you do here in the beginning of March. It's just not going to happen. But there's going to have to be a way that you keep the physicality off Giannis, and maybe some of it, you're going to have to bring a little bit more of your own physicality. Maybe that's the adjustment that the team makes, being able to try to keep some of the big bodies off of Giannis, because it was definitely a struggle for Giannis scoring basketball tonight, as he just goes 6 of 18, lowest output of the season, matches his lowest total of 13 tonight, 13 and 15 for the MVP and the reigning defending Eastern Conference Player of the Week. All right, Matt Velasquez is going to join us next here on The Fan from American Airlines Arena in Miami as the Bucks lose for just the ninth time on the year. They have their lowest scoring output on the year. Stunningly, it matches Giannis's lowest scoring output of the year. Now 52-9. The sky is not falling, but with 21 to play, it's going to make that franchise record of wins in a season, and also definitely going to make that 70-win mark. Now 18 of their last 21, Bucks will have to win 70 games. Coming right back here with Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North here on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. Divorce, child custody, or any other family law needs. Go with experience. Go with Thomas Morola online at morolalaw.net or call 414-327-5800. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North on The Fan.
You follow him online at Matt_Velasquez. This is the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. Matt Velasquez joining me, Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch here inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios after the Bucks lose to the Miami Heat now 105-89. Matt, the only team to beat the Bucks twice in a year. Any concern in the Bucks locker room that this might be a matchup they don't want to see come playoff time? Because I'd rather see the 76ers right now than I'd rather see the Miami Heat come playoff time.
I asked a couple guys about that, and they did not care. They were not worried about it. Their two games against the Heat, I mean, one came second game of the season, and they weren't really themselves yet. And they also led that game by like 21 at one point. And then they lost in overtime. Obviously, Jimmy Butler didn't play. But then tonight, they just couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. So they really weren't worried about it. You know, Chris Middleton, you know, I asked him about it. He was like, hey, we'll be ready for anybody. Giannis, kind of the same thing. He was like, oh, yeah, like that's – he's like, oh, that could be a playoff matchup? Oh, okay. Like, you know, I hadn't heard that. He's, you know, obviously being sarcastic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, he wasn't worried about it. I think just as a team they didn't shoot well. And, you know, a bunch of guys, Giannis included, Wes Matthews too, you know, they pointed out, like, hey, like, they made 18 threes and the Heat only scored 105 points. You know, the Bucks,
sure,
you know, they thought their defense did a pretty good job. Like, they were competing, they were playing hard, but they just couldn't shoot. I mean, they didn't make a three-pointer in the second half until, like, I think, like, 3:15 or something like that.
Yeah.
Somewhere around that range, and that was after Bud had already sent in DJ Wilson and Sterling Brown and Ersan, and he was just kind of playing out the strings. So 0-for-11 out of halftime until garbage time, that's just not going to happen very often.
Well, and at that point, I had already had it scripted up. I mean, they had made as many threes in the game as Jay Crowder did when they waved the white flag. Like you said, they brought in DJ Wilson and kind of emptied the bench there with like 3 minutes left. Kelly Olynyk and Jay Crowder made more threes combined than the entire Bucks roster tonight. 8 for those guys in comparison to 7. Not many days are going to shoot that poorly, but physically, they were handling Giannis down low, and Eric Spoelstra, really, really strong NBA head coach. They tend to play him very, very well in this climate, and they do it again, locking him up now, the lowest scoring output, tied up with another 13-pointer that he had in the beginning of January. But a tough back-to-back. Now you get yourself back home Wednesday night against Indiana. But Friday night is going to be a lot of fun, Matt. Bucks and Lakers out at Staples.
Yeah, going back to one of the things you said like a minute ago, you know, I don't care if you're the Bucks or if you're the Lakers or if you're the Knicks or you're the Cavs. If Jay Crowder and Kelly Olynyk make more threes than you do as a team, you lose.
Like, you'll lose that game, yeah.
Like, I think that's in the NBA bylaws. like if those two guys make more threes than you do as a team, you're toast. Like, that's it.
Yeah, that's just in. They just put it into the new CBA.
Yeah, no, it should be there. I mean, I think everybody would agree on it. Who would say no? But, you know, that obviously happens, and, you know, credit to those guys for knocking down shots. Good for them. They were great. I mean, Jay Crowder, representing Marquette out there, doing his thing. He was one off of his career high for threes in the first half, like, for a game, like, but in the first half.
It's insane.
Giannis, they do always play him physically. I feel like every team does, or at least every team wants to, tries to.
Mm-hmm.
They throw a bunch of guys at him, you know, Bam being one of them, and obviously he's a really great defender. I wouldn't be surprised if he's on, you know, one of the all-defensive teams. I'm kind of hoping that you could put him at forward so I can get him onto an all-defensive team myself, because, you know, centers, there's a ton of them. But if you can, like, move him over to a forward, like, that'd be nice too, because he definitely deserved it. He's been fantastic all year defensively. And the rest of this week, I mean, we got some good games to watch. Bucks Pacers back at home. Two straight games on ESPN. That game, and then going to the Lakers on Friday, and that West Coast trip. Will also have the Nuggets, the number two team last I checked in the West. So just. The hits keep coming for the Bucks, and we'll see how they're able to hold up against it.
It gets the Lakers on primetime on ESPN. They get to see the Joker, and Matt, I get to see the Bucks in person in Phoenix on Sunday, as I'll be traveling to Arizona to cover some spring training. So I'll be at the game in Phoenix on that Sunday. So looking forward to that as well, as I'll get
you
myself
picked, like,
out
the
of
one
West
game
Cave.
I'm not going to be at.
Oh, come on, man. I was hoping going to tear up Old Town Scottsdale after the thing.
I would have been all about that. No, it's just I'm skipping that game just because, we had our Brewers guys already there. Todd Rosiak, he's going to jump in and cover it, and that'll
nice.
save the company a little bit of money. Don't have to get me a hotel or a flight or anything like that. So I'll go straight from L.A. to Denver, and TR will handle the Bucks for that night. So you and TR can chop it up.
Oh, that's for sure. That's always a party that I'm interested in. Whenever Todd Rosiak is leading the charge, I'm always going to follow. Matt, appreciate it, man. Let's talk Wednesday.
All right, can't wait.
Thanks, man. That's Matt Velasquez joining us from Miami here on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops post-game show, driven by Mercedes-Benz of Milwaukee North. The injury report brought to you by the McCormick Law Office. The back injury attorneys, Kyle Korver, out tonight due to a back, but returning to the lineup was Chris Middleton to just 2 of 10 shooting from beyond the arc. This hour on the Fan, guys, brought to you by Coach's Pub and Grill. South 13th Street, stopping today for lunch or dinner. Try the fabulous Friday Fish Fry, now open. Coaches on Lake Dunoon as well. Scores around the NBA. Utah beats Cleveland 126-113. Houston loses at Madison Square Garden 125-123. Portland 130. Orlando 107. Memphis tops Atlanta 127-88. Chicago bests Dallas at home 109-107 in that one. And Indiana in Milwaukee on Wednesday night beats San Antonio 116-111. Can I tell you guys about Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin real quick? They are trying to simplify your life and making themselves a one-call-fits-all approach, from measuring, custom manufacturing, as well as installing, servicing when needed, and backing their windows with a limited lifetime warranty. They offer better than bank financing. Imagine this. One source for everything in as little as one day. They can make your home much more energy efficient, but also bring your property value up tenfold. Guys, 9 styles of Pella windows and doors to choose from, whether it's vinyl, fiberglass, luxurious wood. I know you want the roll screen option because it was the 2019 Most Innovative Window Award winner. And with zero payments for 5 months and 0% APR financing for 5 years on qualified credit, or if you want to go with 50% off painting and staining, qualified Pella products give you that opportunity. Make sure you make window replacement a part of your 2020 vision today. Stop in or schedule your free in-home consultation at PellaWI.com. This has been the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North. Bucks lose for just the ninth time on the year, 105-89. Thanks to Sidney Moncrief, Matt Velasquez, and Mayor Mitch for joining me here inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios on The Fan. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. We're back on Wednesday night. Bucks and Pacers right here on The Fan. And then later on in the week, you get Bucks and Lakers from Staples. What's better than that? Well, the Wendy's Big Show is pretty good, and you don't have to wait until Friday for that. We come back tomorrow at 2. David Stearns, president of baseball operations, on the Bill Michaels Show tomorrow at 11:05. And I'm talking Bucks basketball at Good City Brewing tomorrow, right in the shadows of Fiserv Forum. Come hang out, have a couple of cold ones with myself, Marquette legend Steve Novak, and Bucks assistant Vin Baker. That's tomorrow night on the Milwaukee Basketball Hour. Time for me to get out of here. For Mitch Ross, I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch. Appreciate you hanging out. This has been the Pella Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show driven by Mercedes-Benz Milwaukee North inside the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin Studios. Till next time, Bucks fans, this is The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.